Hi, everybody. Well, today is June 9th, 2018, and this is Saturday. It's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So we'll be going there probably about 15 minutes before the hour. So let's clear the date for everybody. So this is 6-9-2018. Here we go. Releasing the energy from you that's courted to you from this date, from your distant past. Count to 20 to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And bring up the light beams on your monitor screen or screens. Bring some peace energy your way. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. And if you have a situation that connected with you that you don't like, something's out of balance or whatever, physical problems, let's clear that one timeline from you that you're looking at right now. Here we go, releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's great. Okie doke. So we'll turn it over to Ann. Are you out of the BBS makeup room and voice tuning?
Yes, I am, Ron. And by the way, I needed a little voice tuning tonight. So thank you very much. And welcome, everyone. It is Saturday night. As Ron said, it's June 9th, 2018. That was Ron Amatron. And this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Tonight is a very special night of healing because later in the show, Ron will be taking us to Creation Lightship for a physical healing. So first of all, welcome to anyone who is new. But if I may suggest, what you want to do is be a bit prepared for that healing session. And I strongly suggest you write down the one physical issue you would like the light beings to work on. It's very easy to forget to speak out loud. And you may also be somewhere where you can't speak out loud. So write down what it is you might like, want worked on tonight, and you'll be all set. And also, when we go to Creation Lightship, it is source energy. It's where we were created. It's where everything was created from. So therefore, we have the opportunity to experience anything at all from nature. While we're there. And Ron calls them rooms, but what he's really doing is bringing in this energy of wonderful animals or a lake, a waterfall, the ocean, all different items or whatever of nature. So if there's something you'd like to experience tonight, please send those requests in. It's really fun to get some different ideas. If you're new, you know, just anything that you like. What's your favorite place to go in nature? And send that in to us. The email address is clsquestions, the word questions spelled out, at bbsradio.com. There's a BBS radio station page you can link to from Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. And the link to that is on the right-hand side. A lot of information there, information about the other shows. Ron does 4 live shows and runs 2 repeat shows, so that's 6 hours every week. All the archives of the BBS shows are listed there. You just scroll down and you'll find them. And you'll also see a link to the Weebly Fast Chat page, where you can also send a message to us for the show tonight. And you can do that anytime, 7 days a week. You can go in there. In fact, I kind of recommend that. Lots of times Ron will ask for a response during the show. But if you have questions, it's probably better to get them in on, you know, whatever, Tuesday morning instead of coming out of peace, which you're able to so enjoy during these hours that Ron is talking and write things. So that's just my thought on that. And also on the BBS Weebly chat page, there's a lot of information and tips about how to do the healings, everyone who's new has a million questions, we understand, and the our administrator and the co-hosts have done our best to try to put all the information on that page, so please check it out and enjoy it. And speaking of messages, today Ron did a wonderful healing, live healing call that was the Ascension Preparation Call, which included charging glasses of water for us to drink, a whole week's worth of containers of water, and healing, physical healing on the light ship. But most importantly, he did a brain healing today. And it was very powerful and wonderful. So if you are on that call and you're not asleep, which people may be already asleep from that call, but Ron would appreciate hearing from you to let him know how you're feeling and how you felt during the call, et cetera. So, Ron, that was a wonderful call and like such a great lead-in to next Saturday, which is the organ restoration call, another live healing call next Saturday, as well as tomorrow's call. You're doing a lot this month. It's a really exciting month for healings. So is there anything you want to add, Ron, about today, tomorrow, next Saturday?
I wanted to do some of the hydraulic hoses and things like that today, but the energy just said, felt like the people were, you know, maxed out, we'll say, receiving energy with the brain partition call. So I'll probably be doing, I'm planning to do, not probably, I'll be doing some of the hydraulic hoses, apparatuses, leaky fluids, you know, stuff like that on tomorrow's call. So we have a couple hours of that for people. Then the call on Saturday, that's a wonderful call. I enjoy that one because there's a lot of benefits that people get out of that one. Not that you don't get benefits out of each call, but this one's a little more special and specialized. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. And unfortunately, I think I know the answer to this question already, but someone had the question that they did have something, they want to be on next Saturday's call, but they have something they have to do. They're going to be at a dance rehearsal. May they be absentee on next Saturday's organ restoration call?
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Oh, okay, so, yeah. Because I think you said no in the past, but okay.
Yeah, normally, but I can do absentee people on this one.
Oh, okay. Well, wonderful.
Just, you know, try not to be driving, you know, your vehicle, you know, when the call is on. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, good. That's really good advice. I know you've already said certainly if people are asleep, you know, it's the middle of the night, that's okay. Okay, so let's see. Sorry, just had to get back. There we go. Let's see. I'm going to read some emails, if that's okay now, Ron. And
sure.
This is a really interesting one. The Mind Matrix Barcode Removal. Hi, Ron. Is it okay to repeat the Mind Matrix barcode removal more than one time? I recently cleared it as I just purchased the bundle, but I haven't been aware of a change with what I see or my thoughts.
Yeah, you could repeat that one, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. I had a feeling you would say that. Good.
Yeah, and the energy could be, you know, under the radar, so you may not sense much, so but it's still working, so don't worry about it if you don't feel something. So back to you.
Yes, and also a funny thing can happen, which is you won't be aware of what's changed and what's fixed because it's gone. And another question about
that's healing. That's correct,
Yeah. This one is about the spirit fetus infusion. Can I use the spirit fetus infusion to receive additional DNA in the specific incidence box?
Well, that's what it's doing for you. You're bringing up additional DNA for maybe physical strength, possibly stamina, and also something that could be job related to you, and maybe just information. So yeah, remember your ancestors. You know, probably everybody's ancestors have done everything, you know, in existence here. And what you selected in this lifetime with your spirit to bring forth in your body to have the DNA, you know, available so you could use it. You know, there's other aspects to that, and you can go deeper. So you could probably get a 5% change, 10% change in more stamina or, you know, creative ability by having that. So, yeah, but you have to enter what you want, what type of talent or what you're dealing with.
Okay. I feel that the more, I don't know, I guess the more we're on the new earth and things are becoming clearer, we did all of those healings a while back with the mental barcode and the cellular mental, and we got rid of so many alien programs, and things are just clearer, that it's even more important, and it's easier to be more articulate on the healings. And I've always thought, oh, we have to be very articulate and precise, but I feel like I don't know if anyone else is experiencing this, but I'm able to be more articulate. It's like a cut-through.
Yeah, that's good, yes. Yeah, very good. And with that brain partition session today, which we did for 2 hours, the people on it, I would assume this, you know, can't say for sure, but you're going to have a lot of maybe more, your eyesight will be a little different. You're going to see more details. And as you do that, you're going to be able to bring forth, somehow the brain is able to work better with the eyes, so you can see more. That's what I'm trying to say. So you're probably going to actually see physically more details in what you're looking at. And then the mind should actually be calmed down a lot, so you won't have a lot of mind chatter. So that's, we'll just see if people sort of sense the same thing. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Great. Now, actually, let me see so we can, I was going to read a different email, but someone had some timeline crash questions that are kind of on that subject. Let me see if I can find it quickly. And they're really good questions. Shoot. There it is. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, so this person, who's quite, you know, adept at doing the healings and has done a lot of healings. I know this person because they write in a lot, and I, you know, familiar with what they have done. So they have a situation, a condition in their body, which is causing 3 to 4 symptoms. You said we should crash only one issue at a time. So question one is this the right way to enter my situation in the box on the timeline crash? I have so-and-so infection in my digestive tract, it is, which is causing symptom A. And then after I enter in the following box, I have so-and-so problem, which is causing symptom B. This way I crash each symptom individually.
Yeah, that sounds fine to me, yes.
Okay, good. And the second question is, when someone has a disease, they may have several physical issues as well as several emotional issues brought on by that disease. Can we start off by simply writing, crash the timelines on which I am suffering with so-and-so disease? Is this too general, or will it work?
Yeah, that will work, yes. Uh-huh. Because you're indicating that, the disease and how it's relating to you. Yes, that's perfectly fine.
So if I could just share what I do is I put down a situation and put it in big letters, and I try to, you know, cut it down to as brief as possible, and then I add on, like, a few little details. Because you also don't want to make it too wordy, right, Ron? You don't want to write a big, long epistle in there.
That's correct. Yeah, as short as possible is good.
Okay.
Just the facts.
Okay.
Remember Sergeant Friday, if you're old enough. With the black and white TVs, I think, back then. I don't know. Anyway, that was good.
And the same person has another question. You have said we get on timelines when we think. Don't we also get on timelines when we get emotional and or react? Thirdly, yep. Don't we also get on timelines when we have a purely physical issue?
Yeah, that's all correct, uh-huh.
Yes, so, yeah, you know, it's a funny thing, like, Ron, you say, you know, writing and words and letters aren't good, but it's almost like we should, in a way, go back to keeping a diary. I have a document. So if I watch a movie, let's say, and I'm pretty peaceful, you know, I'm peaceful, let's say, and I'm always peaceful, but I catch myself at something, maybe judging it or getting emotional, I do jot that down when the movie's over. Because I want to clear it. That shouldn't have bothered me, right? Whatever it is, it should not have.
That's correct, yeah. The energy should just run right through you, just like, you know, the wind blows and doesn't connect to anything, you know. It just should go right through you when you see a scene of the people acting out something. And if you get attached to it, now you know that you have that issue. Or similar theme in your life. And all it's telling you is that if you say, I don't have that issue, you know, well, that means that your ancestors had it. And by you watching it, you could bring it on your doorstep. Not that it's, you know, going to be the same severity of it, but, you know that there's something there. Let's just say that you're watching a movie, and somebody gets a 2x4 and hits somebody over the head with it. So that's pretty violent, naturally. And the person lived, okay? So all of a sudden you go, gee, I'm reacting to that there. I jumped out of my seat, you know? What's going on here? Well, it's not that you're going to be hit over the head with a 2x4, but you know that your DNA is activated and something could happen to you that may not be too pleasant. Maybe along the same line. So it could be related to a 2x4. Okay. It could be related to being, say, hit in the head, if you got hit in the head or some other place on your body. It could also be, you know, some type of emotional charge that you're dealing with from something that's very, very similar. And now all of a sudden it got zeroed in and you kind of got it nailed. Okay. And you go, wow, this is going on here. So, and it could also be like, you know, you better watch out, you know, for something coming down the pike. So you want to definitely understand that. So it's not that you're going to have it happen to you the way you saw it in the movie, but your body's responding because it happened very similar to that to one of your ancestors. So whatever you watch on TV, we'll say, or, you know, DVDs or whatever, movies, just look at that as all of your ancestors, in a sense, are looking out of your eyes, watching this with you. And so one of them now is you know, agitated because that happened to them. So this is kind of another way of looking at it. And they're with you, in a sense, because you're responding to it. So it's like having millions of entities in you that are watching this movie, and some may love it, some may not. But the ones that react means that you got a problem, and you want to clear that. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Thank you very much. The discussion just made me realize, though, when I'm watching a movie and something violent is going to happen, you can kind of tell, I do close my eyes. Is that bad? Does that mean, like, I'm judging, kind of?
Well, that means that you don't want to see what's going to happen because your body knows about what's going on.
So it's, I'm just not sure. Like, should I watch it? Like, I think, oh, no, he's going to fall off that cliff, and I don't want to see it.
You're not going to draw it to you any more than what's already inside of you, okay? And so you don't have to worry by looking at it. You go, oh, geez, you know, now I really did it because I saw it. No, it's just that there's some issue there that you want to clear, you know, inside of you about what's going to happen, you know, in that scene.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And so what happened was your body saw that coming, and it's warning you that danger's there, okay?
Uh-huh.
Why is danger there? It's only there because one of your ancestors will say that's looking out of your eyes is now going, oh, man, that very thing or similar thing happened to me. And it goes, I don't want to see that because it was too painful when that happened to me. So they probably want you to close your eyes. So that's another way of looking at it. Where you're not really thinking that you're connected to it, but you really are.
So therefore, that's one of the things I should clear too.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
And remember, you know, I've mentioned that ancestors do body hop. That's why you do entity clearings. Okay. So you could have the emotional body of that person in you watching that movie. Remember, they normally come into family lines. Normally, they'll come into people that are living, but they can still come in from one living person who lived. The person dies. They go into a relative now that liked them, possibly, and then they go into another relative when that person dies. So you could have, you know, that person, you know, with you that lived, you know, 1,500 years ago, and they're in your body as, you know, a deceased loved one's emotional body. And they know what's going to happen because that happened to them. Didn't happen to you, but, you know, you don't want them to draw this into your life. That's why you want to do the clearing. So another way of looking at it. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Well, great, Ron. Thank you so much. Okay. I'll move on to the next email. Spirit fetus, for better articulation. What do I specify in spirit fetus clearing or any other clearings for better verbal articulation? I am not good in this area, and I need this for my job. Thank you.
So what do you think, Ann?
Well, I immediately thought of the special clearing because I don't think we have anything specifically for voice or the throat, so that could be used. But what I don't know, would this, I guess the spirit fetus infusion would work?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't, you know, figure that it's going to work about 5% for you.
Hmm. Okay. Do you think that, what about the special healing?
Yeah, you know, special could be used, yes.
And I wonder if this person, like, do you think the people on the call today from the brain partition will all be more articulate now because our brains will be a little sharper? Because that's what...
Oh, yeah. Definitely, I would say that would be... what it will be, and it could be, it'll probably even get better in a few days from now.
So, right. So if this person, and I don't know, but if they were on the call today, maybe they just have to sit tight and there it's going to be problem solved.
Yep, very possible.
Okay. Okay, here's another one. Memories, our memories. Ron, can we use the cellular memory clearing to clear our memories, put them in after our name? Thank you for showing us the way to source.
Yeah, I'd say that would work too. That's a cellular, I think, mental clearing, I believe. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you said that's how our cells talk to each other. That's great. And you recently said we could use the special clearing also for that, to clear our memories. Oh, I should say my own testimonial that I've been doing that. I've done four or five this week, and it's amazing. Works really well.
Great.
It's like immediate, actually. So thank you for that, Ron. Another message, and a nice testimonial about the Friday show. On Friday, Ron helped us with a vertebrae release on the back of Atlas that was affecting salivation glands. Please let Ron know that now my saliva flows much better, but not too much, haha. I also appreciate the tips on taping the mouth closed and having handy some water activated to drink during the shows as well. I needed it.
Great.
Yes, great. And I wanted to also thank you, Ron, not only for the drinking water, but it's so wonderful that you allow us to charge up some water to either soak our feet or take a bath or shower and have the water charged during the call. And you also let us have quite a long time on the light ship today to do personal healings.
Yep, great.
So, yeah, I know everyone appreciated that very much. Okay. All right, question about what we were talking about. Ron, someone is about to be brutally attacked in a movie, or someone goes into a dark haunted house and something's going to jump out at them. What process do you do to clear the fear of what's going to happen to the person?
Oh, you can't do anything on that. You know, if they're just trying to do like a storyline on it, or, you know, it's a real event and they're kind of filming it. No, you can't do anything for them. It's how are you relating to it.
Right.
The clearings are made for you. So that's, you know, what you want to do. Don't waste your money on clearing somebody, you know, that's, you know, was in the scene, the movie scene, you know, a year and a half ago and you just saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened to them. No, work on yourself.
Well, no, I think they did mean themselves, like, you know.
Themselves?
Right. So I'll share what I do, and I'd love to hear from people what their personal healing protocols are. But I first write up an issue. Like I said before, somebody's going to fall off a cliff. I don't want to see it. So I'll just write that down. And I run it through anything, all my healings, essentially. Because I don't know, like you said, Ron, it's somewhere in us, right? So I do almost all the healings I own. Like, there's a few that aren't appropriate, but even emotional, mental, definitely the physical ones. And then I run some timeline crashes, depending on the issue, how extreme it is. That's how I pick the time. But I've written it down, so I'm putting the exact same thing in all the healings.
Yeah, that's great. You can do that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
When it's done, I just put everything through, each one at a time, I put everything through the new earth. And some of them, like if it's a movie, you know, and someone's falling off a cliff, and, you know, I put it in on, say, the emotional healing for 30 minutes in the incident box. But if it's something that I know is a problem, maybe with my body, I do whole life. I put it after my name. Like I mentioned, I recently did dehydration. I put my name, dehydration, and I ran through my every year of my life on every healing. And then timeline crashed it.
Good.
While I was doing the timeline crashes, I kept the light infusion healing chamber and the mind of the body clearing running. Again, same wording. And that's been working very well.
That's good, yeah. And then I think we have the clearing, is it the all parallel life one?
Yes.
Where you can connect, the energies into the whole lifetime clearings into that. Do you want to explain what that is, Ann?
Yes. if you have an issue, if you've just run, say, the emotional body clearing, you can then take it over to that alien parallel life clearing and clear it on your parallel lives, which gives it more power. I don't know how to describe it. It's really, really gone from you, so you can't be infected by any parallel lives that might be still hanging out around there. And we've had several emails recently asking about it, and I think the origination of those emails are, how can we shorten this healing? You can't. I recently asked Ron myself. I said, Ron, this healing takes forever. And he said, I'm sorry, you can't shorten it. I even asked Ron, can we write in, do all this consecutively like in the timeline crashes? And you said, no, Ron. So you just go through one lifetime at a time. And you can do, I believe there's a list of 10 there, but you can keep going and do even more than 10 lifetimes, and then you go to the next time frame. So, yes, it takes a while. But, Ron, what are the benefits of that? I mean, is it does it work well in conjunction with actually destroying our parallel lives? Like,
well,
are we having less parallel lives, I hope?
Yeah. It'll go deeper and get rid of stuff that is kind of below the surface. And you know, you're able to take the whole lifetime clearings and put it in there, and it'll relate to those too. So it's a very good clearing. You know, this gives it more horsepower. Maybe we can see if somebody else has done that. They could maybe let us know how they feel it's working for them. So back to you.
Okay, yes. That would be great. Well, you know, I have done it, and it does, there is something, I do feel something. So I agree, it's just very worth doing. Okay. Excuse me. Okay. Special clearing for better articulation. I am sorry I did not attend the healing conference call yesterday or today. What do I specify for special clearing for better verbal articulation? Thank you. Okay, well, the healing is called, someone actually wrote in to me and said, special healings clearing, it is called. So I may have not stated what it's called correctly, and I apologize if I didn't. So just like any other healing, go to the index, and I think if you write up in special, it will come up. And Ron created that for a physical condition you may be having. For instance, you've just gone to the doctor and you have a diagnosis, you want that special healing. It's mostly for physical healings. But Ron recently gave us a gift to use it to clear our memories. But since this person has a special situation, I mean, to me, wanting to fix your verbal articulation is related to the brain. So that is physical. And so that's a perfectly appropriate thing to use that healing for. And it's a whole life healing, and you just write in what it is you want healed. I hope that's clear. If I didn't, you know, say enough or you need more information, write in again. Is there anything else you want to say about that one, Ron?
No, that sounds fine. So okay. We have about 5 minutes before we go to the light ship here.
Okay, so if you have any nature places or animals you would like to experience on the light ship tonight, please send them in. And remember to write down your healing or request it out loud when we go, so get ready, and I'll keep reading some emails. Hello. I perform dances, and I noticed that my movements are jerking or robotic, and I don't think they were like that before, and my upper back is more stiff. What clearing would help me be fluid again? Thank you.
Well, I would think that there's something attached to your muscles, so that would probably be the cellular mental clearing, because you want those to be more fluid. So maybe that clearing might help you.
Okay. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, Ron, though. Which healing did you say?
The cellular mental clearing.
Cellular mental. Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
Maybe your body's hanging on to something and it's becoming stiff.
Yeah, yes. Great idea. Okay. Oh, here's a lovely one. I wanted to point out that I've seen real clouds within the past few days in the northeastern U.S. What a nice surprise, as I haven't really noticed them since childhood.
Yeah, that's great. There's a lot of clouds that I've been seeing that are animal clouds maybe the last 3 weeks, so...
So that's positive, though, right, Ron? That's good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. That means that you're probably more on the correct timeline.
Well, I've seen a lot of fluffy clouds where I am, too.
Yeah. Very good.
So, yeah, I wanted a second to that. That's great. Okay, one more. I feel calm and peaceful most of the time, and I've done a lot of clearings. Is there something I should be focusing on to take myself to the next level, so to speak? Just curious. Thanks.
Boy, if you're feeling peaceful, that's you know, the goal. You might want to use that peace energy with the psychic billboard, because that's the Creation Lightship Manifestation Center. And so the more you're in peace, the more you can bring things, you know, your way. So the psychic billboard could be a great way to, you know, give you more of what you may want to have, you know. So back to you.
Okay. About death barcodes, Ron. Can a demon put a death barcode on a person?
I don't think so. Although the demon could be, you know, brought forth by someone else to cause you harm, yes. But the demon by itself cannot do that.
Are demons more like different species that live on this planet as opposed to aliens from other planets that are powerful in a different way, and they put the barcodes on?
It's possible. You know, they're living here. I see them as a different energy over the alien energies. They seem to be different to me, although they can still cause harm. And that's what we talked about, you know, the red-eyed, monsters or whatever, you know. So they are a different type of energy, but they can still cause harm. But as far as them actually, you know, putting something on you, connecting to you, no, that they'll come to you because maybe somebody is, paid for a session with somebody, and they're going to bring forth this energy to attack you. But the demon itself is not going to put a barcode on you.
Got it. Got it. Thank you. Well, it is quarter over on, but I have one more that's kind of paranormal-ish, so I thought maybe we'll read that before we go to the light ship, if that's okay. Someone's
sure.
asked.
Yeah, that's great. Out. Okay.
Okay. Last week, on Saturday, we had an unusual situation in our home. This is a little long, so I'm going to just edit it out. The cat started to stare at something that did not seem friendly. I ran one of the clearings for aliens and demonic entities, and it seemed to clear what was there. It seems that recently there are things that are being sent to our house by individuals trying to block us from selling our home, as they were trying to take our house for themselves for free. Can you see what was in our home that day? Thanks for your help.
Yeah, it was what you think it is. I sense that. I don't know what you can do for a remedy on that, since you have people actively wanting to cause you harm. Maybe the dark side practitioner clearing could help, but you're going to have to keep on it, quite often.
What about soul family, Ron? Do you think those people are in their soul family?
I doubt that. That doesn't feel like it to me.
Okay.
Boy, that's kind of a rough one, because maybe the next situation would be they're going to maybe, since they're finding no results, maybe from, you leaving your house or, you know, whatever, they could maybe want to cause you physical harm with some type of, witch doctor or something, you know? So anyway, just stay peaceful, get in the now, and, you may, you may do a clearing for the house to get rid of the energy that's attached to the house. Remember, it's all energetic cordings. So you may do a clearing on the house to give peace to the house, to release this stuff that people are putting on it.
Does their house have death barcodes, Ron?
Not yet.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
I don't see any on it, because they don't want to really, do that much damage to the house. I don't think they're that knowledgeable of the barcodes. But you may want to get the energy from the peoples off as they do the rituals to maybe, have you not sell your house, or maybe, wanting them to buy it, that they could be doing something to, bring that energy forward so that they're going to be the owner of the house. But you want to get it off of the house. So, back to you.
Okay. Well, it is time. It's 7:48, Ron, so let's go to the light ship, and thank you so much.
Okay, so this only works live right now during the call. We're doing it during our BBS show. And if you are listening to an archive, you're going to feel peace energy, but you will not be on the light ship unless you come on to the Saturday call. So here we go. I'm going to bring you and your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants up, and you'll be bilocated out of time, and you're going to be where you are now and also be able to see on the light ship if you're a seer. So here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll just start off with one of the rooms here, Anne, that you have people requesting.
Okay. The first request is for giant sunflowers.
That's nice. Here we go. Sunflower room. So you want to say out loud what you want your healing to be. The sunflowers will help you. So each one of these rooms will normally have three light beings appearing to be flowers or whatever, you know, we are mentioning here. So here we go. So I'll use the word stronger to bring the energy your way. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
The magnesium salt bathroom.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great.
The bumblebee room.
Okay, here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger.
The floating magnets.
Okay, so these are used to release pain in your body. So if you have any pain, indicate that right now as we bring the magnets in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You can put your hand in that location and to see if you have a remedy here. So back to you.
Okay. the baby elephants.
Okay, here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger.
The deer room.
Okay, here come the deer. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke.
The bear room. All the bears, they say.
Okay, all different types of bears are coming your way.
All the bears intermingle,
yep.
Ron?
Yeah, and have a bear hug here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
The beaver room.
Okay, here they come. And probably get some kind of massage with their tails. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll do a couple more.
Okay. All the colors of daffodils.
Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. All right.
The waterfall room.
Okay. This will be our last room. So here comes the energy for that. To cleanse you, stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. Okay, so let's come back from the light ship, everybody. So you get in your animal, pets, flowers, your garden, plants, and you're going to come back down. I'll count to 5 to bring your energy back here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Great, Ron. Thank you so much. As always, that was wonderful. And I just want to say, you know, if you're listening right now, live, or in the future on an archive, Ron's Saturday night shows, even if it's 4 in the morning, I'm very fond of my good sleep, but it'd be worth setting an alarm and getting up and being live on this show. As well as being on Ron's live healing calls, of course, but the Saturday night show is really always very special, and Ron's very generous to bring us to the light ship and do all those physical healings for us. I want to remind everybody before we continue here that tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Ron has a live healing call. It'll last for 6 hours. He will, of course, charge all sorts of different water minerals, silver, gold, color, water, each has a special healing energy. And then he talked earlier that he's going to remove some hydraulic hoses. I think this is urgent for us because we have been controlled, probably our whole lives by these horrible aliens and alien energies, and we have remnants of their control of us still in our body, and it's the best time to just get it out, and they'll be gone then forever because they're not coming back. They're not going to attack us anymore. We're somewhat safe. Ron and the special forces time-traveling soldiers have taken care of most of the aliens, and they're protecting us. So let's get their control things out of us, any way they control us. You know, as I mentioned earlier, we took out the mind programs through the mental body and the cellular mental. And what maybe, Ron, tell people what hydraulic hoses are and why it's really great to get rid of them.
Well, basically, they could be on you for a long, long time. They could bring them forth from your past lives. Your ancestors could have them, then they put them back onto you. And they are just an apparatus that are normally that's normally outside of your body and also inside and attached to your skin. And the hoses leak. So I'll do a sample of that. We worked with the Atlas yesterday, I believe. So let's deal with one of the hoses that are attached to your Atlas that could be leaking, or maybe some type of hydraulic fitting, something like that. So I'll try to make it more visual for you as you sense this here. So here we go. Taking the fitting away and the leaky hose apparatus, whatever that would be. So I'll count to 20 to release it out of your Atlas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And it's probably also attached to both shoulders. So here we go. Releasing those energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we got to do a cleanup and get rid of the poison. So you may feel your shoulders changing slightly, maybe feeling better as this stuff is being released from you. So getting rid of the poison is now from that hydraulic fluid, we'll say. So here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you may want to move your shoulders a little bit in your neck. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And getting rid of some more of that fluid. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how that feels, everybody. And if you want to send us a little ditty about how it feels for you, that'd be great. So back to you, Ann. Looks like we do have some time left, maybe 5 minutes or so.
Okay, great. Okay, somebody wrote in, Ron, and my back pain was considerably reduced after the two bone healing conferences. One day I woke up with sharp back pain. Friday night, Ron did some healing for backs, a hydraulic something, and my back pain was healed somewhat. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, so thank you for doing that sample, and I think if you missed it, it would be really valuable and worthwhile to listen to the last night's show, the archive. I'm not sure if it's been posted yet. You know, I didn't check, but if it isn't, it'll be like tomorrow or Monday. It'll be posted by BBS, and Ron did a lot of special healings last night, and what he does on these shows is a sample, but, for instance, on the healing tomorrow, he'll go in much more in depth. So go to his website if you're new, and you can sign up to be on tomorrow's call still. It's really amazing to be able to spend the day on Creation Lightship and just be deeply connected to that healing and to source energy. It's really wonderful. You call in about half an hour early if you want to, and you'll hear a recording of some healings by Ron and the 12 source energy I'm trying to think of the word that you, Ron brings in the 12 source energies, and he has another gift to us. We, during that recording playing, you can request a healing. So you can actually start your healing even before the call starts. You don't have to call in half an hour, but even if you call in 10 minutes before the call starts, you can have that advantage. And actually, they're a monthly call. So today started the month, but there are three of these six-hour calls the next three consecutive Sundays. So you're welcome to sign up to join us for all three of those. Okay. I will go back to our emails, Ron. Okay. This is a question about, I woke up. My roommate was yelling a name I did not recognize. I do not remember the dream or the person I was dreaming about. Should I timeline a crash this event or the name? And if so, how many times?
The fact that it came that close, you know, with that realization of the name, I'd probably do 500 timeline crashes on it.
And if when you describe a dream, it says right on the timeline crashes in 20 words or less. So I would just say dream about so-and-so. Don't try to push yourself to remember, oh, what happened in that dream? Because that's happened to me. I'll just remember a piece of it. Dream where I was in such and such place, or dream when I was with so and so, and the light beings will know, or the, you know, and it'll get cleared. Okay. Oh, question, Ron, for the spirit in the box clearing, which is coming at the end of June. Do I have to do the unlimited mental clearing for this?
Well, the unlimited is only used after you do your whole lifetime. So, no, you don't have to do the unlimited. But you do have to do the whole lifetime, you know, emotional and mental.
Right. And just a quick reminder to everyone, please avail yourself of all the information on that Weebly page, the CLS chat page. One of the things on there are the discounts. Ron gives so many discounts, and one of them is if you purchase a healing that was $100, at least $100, your next healing is half price. Ron, of course, caps the healings at $300, so if you're 90, you still only pay as if you're 60, but you can pay if you've, let's say you've bought the death barcode, it costs $100, then your next whole life healing, you can pay half price. So let's say you're 60, you write in that you're 30, and you pay $150 for that. And it never includes that extra $50 to make it unlimited, but that's the lovely deal that Ron gives us. And, you know, every year we're here, unfortunately, we got more and more densities loaded onto us, so the healings are that much harder to for Ron to clear us. So, wow, we're getting close, Ron. Let's see. I think we talked about everything. Do you want to say anything else tonight, or are you ready to do the mind heart?
Yeah, we'll do the mind and heart drop.
Thank you.
So here we go, everybody. So you need to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts of my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. And now to facilitate all this, we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go, everybody. should be very peaceful. And you're out of time in a sense. You're off the turned off the alien timeline. Shouldn't have any thoughts. And we'll see you later. So thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, all you listeners listening. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Blessings.